SpringFest means more sun, more fun, and more free at Lowe's. Keep your yard in line with an additional free Ego 56-volt battery when you buy a select Ego mower, trimmer, or blower. Plus, keep landscaping fresh with Stay-Green 1-cubic-foot garden soil, 5 bags for $10. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/8 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to talk about... We found this divide in the studio that is, we want to talk about the worst movie of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because we spend, this is the one area where we do spend positive time, where we go like, oh, what's the best movie? And we all like, or what's that movie that changed your life? No. Or what's that movie that makes you cry, but like in that healthy sort of cathartic way? This is none of those things. This is, do not, if you see it, if somebody hands you a DVD copy, if somebody goes, here's a, you can watch this for free, download it on Apple TV, like whatever, just don't. If it comes up in your Netflix suggested or whatever, just don't. Mm-hmm. Just don't. Here's the divide in this room. We're sitting here talking about different movies. Eric has seen like nothing.
Like probably 8 total.
No, but you've seen, but if it's a dumb rom-com, you've seen it.
For sure. And some of them are.
Have you seen How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days?
Of course, amazing.
Amazing?
Amazing.
Is that the one? Is that have Matthew McConaughey?
Matthew McConaughey, Kate Hudson.
They did you also, see this?
They also did Fool's Gold together years later, and I actually have seen that as well. I don't think that one was so good.
But are there some of those that you, can you admit that there's a rom-com you've seen that is just absolute trash? It's just.
I'll always watch it.
But you won't watch Princess Bride, and you won't watch Star Wars.
Those
you won't watch like iconic, forever Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter.
Like, oh, no, I like Harry Potter.
That doesn't make sense. So you watch a 3-hour.
But look, I don't watch it often. I don't know the last time I watched a Harry Potter movie. You're asking me to do a lot of work with Star Wars. I don't know if we're in the before times, the after times, the current times. Like, I don't understand, and I don't really want to because I'm watching a movie. I'm not trying to do science.
It's not science.
Thank you.
It's not science.
You're
just
with me, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. Just keep whatever you're doing to yourselves. Don't bring me into the Star Wars
for real?
Universe. Yeah, I'm with you.
Oh, but you can just always.
I feel so behind, and then you guys aren't very welcoming to new people.
Yeah, you guys, that's so not true. You can just watch most of the movies. You can watch standalone. You can just watch it.
The only person I like in Star Wars is Jar Jar Binks. He's just a dummy.
You're saying that to be inflammatory. I know.
Yeah, she's.
You know that that's a trigger for everybody. That's a.
No, he's my favorite.
Everybody hates him.
He's dressed like he's going to Coachella.
Dude, you tell me you're effing with me right now.
I'm really not. He is my favorite.
Literally,
character.
Real Star Wars people want. That's the only thing we don't like. We don't agree on everything. The first three, like 1, 2, and 3, they can be whatever. And 4, 5, and 6 are the. We all have things.
Right.
Like we all agree on one thing. Jar Jar Binks sucks.
The last time I watched a Star Wars movie was literally as the world was shutting down in 2020. I was with friends and they turned it on and I was like, who is this guy? I love him. And it was Jar Jar Binks. And I can't get over that he looks like he's going to Coachella. Okay. He's got like a crop top on.
Does anybody want to say the name of a movie that they hate? That's a zero out of 10.
Leave me out of it because I don't know.
You don't like, you don't really have like, I can go, I'll go first. It's a movie called The Electric State. It's the worst movie I've ever seen. I don't know why I sat down and watched it. Maybe because it's
you watched the whole cast. Thing?
It's got, yes, because I kept going, it's gonna get good. It's like Chris Pratt. It's got Woody Harrelson. It's got the Millie Bobby Brown.
Mm. Okay. That would be good.
It's a Netflix show. There's like robots and things in it. And it's just, it starts stupid and it finds its way into dumber and worse. There's, you don't care. You realize that Millie Bobby Brown cannot act at all.
Oh.
Yeah. You realize that Chris Pratt's not always as charming and funny as you thought he was. It's just the worst. Nobody's seen it, so I'm alone.
I haven't seen it, no.
I haven't even heard of it.
Okay, well, there you go. Can I just say this? Are we about to take phone calls and it's just going to be us going, yeah, never heard of it? Is that what we're going to do? We're going to take phone calls and like.
I was thinking it could kind of be like overrated movies as well, not just like terrible, but overrated.
Like unpopular opinion. Maybe that's okay. What we need. If you hate a movie and you're like, this will get them, perhaps.
You say a Star Wars movie, I will find
I'm just saying how much I love Jar Jar Binks.
Okay.
Is a little
so
bit.
So it's worst movie ever / unpopular opinion. Just call us and we're just going to go, huh?
I will do that. You'll probably know the movie.
Okay, maybe. 303-222-5423. Text or call.
So the reason I mention unpopular opinion in Princess Bride. It wasn't funny. The plot was dumb. I don't get it.
So upset.
I thought it was kind of funny.
Oh.
Wow. Okay. I welcomed you into my home to watch that film.
And I still had a great time, but it was so hyped that it was just a letdown.
Just like your mom.
But really, we're going your mom.
Joke. I don't have anything else. When we're that makes me actually mad.
Like you wouldn't watch it again.
I would give it another chance because it's so hyped that I'm like, I must be missing something.
You haven't seen it, right?
Never have.
So do the thing. Huh?
It's a little too like, aren't there like fictional things in it?
like rodents of unusual size. There's no trolls.
Or like fairies.
There's no fairies. No.
Huh.
You watch Harry Potter!
You might be thinking
oh my God, are you joking me?
I'm thinking of like the Secret Garden or something.
Oh no.
Willow or...
The coconuts?
No. I will not watch that movie.
Oh, I see. I love those.
You're talking Python? About Monty Python? Yeah. Holy Grail?
Yeah. Okay. So good.
Tiak, would you like to piss me off or are you gonna what are you gonna do here?
I'll try, boss.
Okay.
I would say my overrated movie is The Notebook.
Okay, hold on,
because I've watched it so many times in high school, like that's just what you watched when you have, and I don't think they have a good relationship at all. They hate each other most of the movie. They're just screaming at each other.
But they're both so hot that you want it to work out,
I guess, but they
so
just
her
not
husband.
Over.
It was never
they
over.
They just scream, and then she cheats on her fiance to go. Yeah. It's like, what do you think's gonna happen? You go see Ryan Gosling, like in the rain and stuff. Of course, he's gonna look hot. You're gonna fall to temptation.
God, Rachel,
I think
God,
it's such a bad
so
example
hot.
For high school, especially as I was in high school. Like, this is love. This
I'm
is
gonna
true
allow
love.
This unpopular opinion, but okay. Aaron is in a world of hurt. At
okay,
this point.
Ooh. That was close.
Was.
If you've got a movie that you'd like to have a whole radio station and tell us how bad it actually sucks, it's movie version of unpopular opinion, 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about overrated movies, and Aaron made a huge miscalculation by saying...
I didn't. I admitted the truth
It's not the truth. She said Princess
it's
Bride.
It's my truth, okay?
I don't think that word means what you think it means. Who's on the good side now?
That's good. Okay. Erica, are you telling me people have texted in defense of Aaron? Saying that...
At least two other texts saying, I do not like Princess Bride. You're not missing something. It sucks. I think that was to me because I haven't seen it. And a few others saying, no thanks.
Okay. So we're talking about terrible movies and or... Oh. Wow, hello. And or overrated movies. Charlie?
Hey, yes. I just watched... Yay!
There you go.
Movie on Hulu called The Astronaut, where it starts off with this girl. She comes back from, going out of... out in space, comes back, and all these weird things start happening to her, and no one knows why, and it turns out in the
man, I don't want to watch a movie where it's science.
Oh, I would watch Astronaut of Brilliant.
It's awful. She's like glowing at the end, and then it morphs into a
so she's an alien?
Alien, and then... Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous.
So you're saying don't, if it comes up in my Hulu suggested, just say no.
Yes, 100%.
Does it have a stacked cast or is it a bunch of nobodies?
Bunch of nobodies. Well, it has the dude Morpheus from The Matrix.
Oh, I like him. Lawrence Fishburne. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kate Mara's the lead.
I wish I could get that hour and a half back.
Wow. Okay. I like it.
Amazing. How do you feel about,
how do you feel about Princess Bride, Charlie? Do you like it?
She's in it.
Princess Bride, classic.
Thank you.
Classically bad.
Yeah.
They have to tell you that because you're going to yell at them if not.
They don't work here. You guys should learn from them.
I'm not worried about it because I haven't seen it.
Yeah, but you read the text out loud to me.
Yeah.
Sissa.
Yay.
Overrated or terrible movies. What do you got?
Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh.
You've got a bunch of Z's and millennials in the room that are not happy about that.
Yeah, I just felt like I lost brain cells trying to get through that.
You did.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But it's hilarious.
It's not hilarious. Because you're going to say this is the classic pug argument. Oh my God, pugs are so ugly that they're cute. Movie is so stupid that it's funny. No, it's not funny.
How much do you want to bet I can throw this football over the mountains?
Right.
Napoleon Dynamite is...
It's not funny.
It is a moment in time for people like the three of us. Mm-hmm.
But it's not funny.
I know because you were not the correct age demographic.
No, it doesn't matter. It's not funny. Even Aaron has admitted that it's not funny.
It's not like... jokes, it's weird funny. It's not even my favorite movie. I just know.
Sissa, you're right. They're wrong. How do you feel about Princess Bride?
Loved it.
Yep. There we go. Mm. Thank you. Come join my new club. Heidi.
What up?
Overrated, stupid movies. What do you got?
God, okay, I got a few, but I was thinking Shallow Hal, and then I was remembered the Butterfly Effect with Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, that was a dirge of a movie. They tried real hard to take a very complex thing and turn it into an Ashton Kutcher film. Shallow Hal is terrible, too.
I used to love it, but I don't think I would like it now.
It doesn't really, there's a lot of movies that don't fit into the current way of thinking.
Right,
yeah.
And the fat shaming thing it's pretty terrifying. Like 16 Candles got some rapey things in it. You're just like, what is going on?
I just love Jack Black, though.
I feel like it was on all the time. I saw Shallow Hal all the time.
I totally agree that Jar Jar Binks looks like he's going to Coachella.
Thank you so much.
But do you like him?
Yeah, you don't like him, though, right? You don't like him.
I agree.
Okay, Heidi, just one more question. How do you feel about Princess Bride?
Okay, that's so good. It's wholesome.
She said extra words. They're not bowing down. Oh, my God. Do you honestly believe that I'm so charismatic that people are changing their opinion about the movie to fit my...
Kind of.
Jocelyn.
Yay.
What's the overrated movie?
Begonia with that. Yes, the Oscar-nominated Begonia.
With Emma Stone?
Emma Stone.
Is it really bad?
That's creepy.
I kind of think Oscar-rated movies, I think more often than not, they kind of suck. Because I've tried to watch them.
Horrible.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've even heard of this one.
Bugonia.
I know I spelled it with a P at first.
Isn't it kind of a horror film?
It was horrible.
Nailed it.
As long as we have you, Jocelyn, I'm just asking a few random people a question. How do you feel about The Princess Bride?
I've never watched it.
That's okay. Our girl.
Did she lie?
Hey.
To be on. Thank you, Jocelyn.
I've never seen it.
I know, but you're like claiming I've got some power over everybody. Kristen.
Yay.
What's the movie that's overrated or terrible?
Win a Date with Tad Hamilton.
You know what? I want you to get off the phone now.
Listen, I haven't even heard of it. Clearly a rom-com if you know about it.
Of course. It was like classic when I was younger. Who is that? It's
Topher Grace.
Topher Grace and the blonde.
Josh. I never know how to say his last name.
Hartnett?
Dumont, whatever.
I think it's Dumel.
Dumel, and then Kate Bosworth.
Kate Bosworth is a smoke show.
Come on, that was so fun and stupid.
I grew up watching Josh Dumel on the soap opera All My Children, and I loved that soap opera that I watched actually with my family growing up. And then I was so excited for that movie. I was in high school, and my friends and I like almost left because we just didn't.
Yeah, because it's stupid.
I
loved that movie.
Hey, Kristen, how do you feel about Princess Bride?
I actually like Princess Bride.
I think she's lying.
I've only watched it once, but I did like it. I don't
know.
I think
it's just a different.
She doesn't remember it.
Shut up. All right, last one. Vanessa?
Yes.
What's the movie that's overrated?
Captain America, The First Avenger. It's the weakest Marvel movie by far.
Thor Love and Thunder is the weakest.
I just don't watch Marvel movies.
How do you feel about Princess Bride?
I love Princess Bride.
Oh my God.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
It's a new week. Were we changing something this week? I felt like we were gonna.
You tried to tell me that only. You...
Oh, I know what it is. I know what it is. A little before the nope.
A nope.
Like that. Yeah. Okay, let's all practice. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3. A nope.
Why?
Because. One more time. 1, 2, 3. A nope. Yeah. Nail it, guys.
News.
I don't think it's good.
This is news. Hear me out. I think it's just on the first one. Okay? So I think it's like news. And then that first one we go, oh no. And then from there, then it's just no. Okay? You want to do it again?
No.
So we're going to have to talk about it tomorrow. So, or will you remember? Okay.
We can talk about it tomorrow.
Erica, I feel like you're being dismissive of my feelings.
I have a really good story. Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
The astronauts who are on board the Artemis 2.
Oh, I was going to do it because you were dismissive of my feelings and I can take the power away from you.
You would not want to do that to this story.
Okay.
The astronauts are like, they were doing a 7-hour flyby of the moon today. So they were orbiting and then they were going further than any spacecraft has ever gone. They went the furthest that any human has been from Earth today. Already happened. Very cool. And right after that happened, they announced to them, hey, way to go. And then they said, like,
because didn't they lost communication? Because
when you're on the dark side of the moon, you can't hear
them. That was a different time.
Oh.
But that is happening in this flight too. It may have already happened actually. But right after they made the record of how far someone's been from Earth, they were like, hi, we saw two craters. We've seen two craters while we're doing this orbit thing. And we would like to request to name them. And because they were unnamed, these craters were unnamed. Oh. So the first one they named Integrity, which is their actual like spaceship name.
Okay.
And then they said, we would request to name the other crater Carol. Carroll. Carol is the late wife of the lead on board, the astronaut on board. She passed away in 2020. I don't think that he knew they were going to ask to name the crater for him.
That's cute.
For her. He hugged them all, like, because there's actually like a camera. I was watching live, baby. There's a camera looking into the spaceship, and it was very sweet. And they have two daughters. He and his wife, Carol, Reed and his wife, Carol, have two daughters. Down here on Earth.
I think it's ridiculously touching. It's awesome.
It's very cool.
But it's like, I just studied or discovered a new species of cockroach. Like, you named your dead wife after a crater, or a crater after, like, it's a crater. You know what I mean? It's a huge hole in the moon.
This is what his... But when do you get the chance to do that?
Yeah, I know, but I don't think he'd want it.
He dedicated his life to space travel. I can't speak.
I know, but it's like, oh, I discovered this new gut strain that gives you like the poops for
days.
Okay,
but it's not so different than it's something on the moon. Tyler.
It's something.
Well, yeah, it's a brand new
that like, fits. From I mean, I would
Earth,
be honored.
He's going to be able to see. It's so big that with a telescope from Earth, he can look up
and see Carol.
And see Carol.
Look at that crater.
And his two daughters here on Earth. Imagine your wife passes away. Okay. You have two daughters. I guess I'm going to space. I hope it all works out.
Okay. I'm just saying, I thought we were going to talk about the toilet.
The toilet broke again, guys. I don't know what's going to happen.
Now I know why they call it Artemis 2.
Tia, how long have you been waiting on that one?
Since the last
Anyway, they're pooping in a bag up there.
Okay. Good evening.
We've lost them.
One of my favorite Netflix shows, Love on the Spectrum, just got renewed for a fifth season. I have not watched the fourth one yet, but one of these stars, Connor Tomlinson, has shared a statement. He said, "It is with humility and a heavy heart that I share I will not be partaking in season 5.
¿Por qué no?
I feel like 3 seasons is enough to tell my story and find love on my own time."
So he hasn't found love yet.
Yeah. Well, see, that's a little bit of a spoiler there, Aaron.
Yeah.
He has a girlfriend.
We don't know. I said I haven't seen the season yet.
No, he doesn't.
I think.
He has previous, we've seen him go on dates with, I think her name is Georgie. Yeah.
But it's just, it's like the dating apps, it's not working. Like there's too much pressure if there's cameras on and stuff. So
not necessarily. Like, there's like 3 couples that are engaged. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
Another spoiler.
It's a beautiful show. I didn't say
is.
Who.
It is.
Your people are pooping in bags. Let me live.
No, it's like the best show ever.
Yeah, it's so good.
Are you guys really watching it?
Yeah.
No. Mm-mm. I don't.
I saw.
You guys sucked me into Love is Blind.
This is like, so different. So different.
I know, but it's like one reality love show. God, it's like, it's, I won't watch The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, even though she beats people up.
It's
not like those, though.
It's like truly going into their worlds and then showing them on dates. It's not like, here's a house of 20 people on the spectrum who are trying to date. It's not like that.
Oh, it's not.
You're following like 5 people and that's it. Okay. And it's their life. They try to not intervene.
So it's kind of like True Life. Is that what that was? That MTV show? Yes. I used to love that, where they would just follow random people around. Yes. Is it True Life? Real Life? True?
Not Real Life.
But like that.
Real
that.
World?
No. True Life.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But they're not bringing them to a house and it's not. Yeah.
They'll help like set up the dates and whatever, but that's it.
And no one poops in bags.
No one poops in bags.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
It is a very special holiday today that I hope we can all celebrate. Today is National Twinkie Day. Today was the day that Twinkies were invented, April 6th. Did you know this, Slacker? Originally, the Twinkie was filled with banana cream.
Ooh.
But due to a shortage in the 1940s, they switched it to vanilla and it's remained ever since.
Did you bring us Twinkies?
I had bought a box.
For himself.
I feel like the rest of this is going to be disappointing.
On my way in, I bought a box.
Springfest is happening now at Lowe's. Keep the spotlight on your yard with Stay-Green Premium 2-cubic-foot mulch. 5 bags for $10. Plus, when you want more help indoors, get up to 40% off select major appliances that help you supercharge your chores. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid to 422 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Some crimes are so shocking, they don't just make headlines, they forever change our society. I'm Katie Ring, host of America's Most Infamous Crimes. Each week, I take on one of the most notorious criminal cases. Each case unfolds across multiple episodes, released every Tuesday through Thursday, from the first sign that something was wrong to the moment the truth came out or didn't. Listen to and follow America's Most Infamous Crimes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. I am very jealous of everyone in this room.
We do not have many things in common, so I do not know what it's going to be.
What do you mean we don't know? We have the greatest job in the history.
But so does she. Oh.
It's just the three of you.
Well, yeah, because Hack's got this glorious hair. You have great hair. Can't be why she's...
Oh my gosh.
Jealous.
Right. I don't have any hair. She's also got good hair. Come on, man.
Could be Hack and I's beards. Your beard is not all that full, Erica. Yeah, so it can't be that.
I work on keeping that down.
No, so Erica's wedding is weeks away.
Honestly, we are down to
days
weeks
away. It's days away.
Okay, here's the thing. So am I. Because I bought a dress in November and I have decided I don't want to wear it. And you guys, you're just going to go in your closet and you're going to pick something. Erica obviously knows what she's wearing.
It's been a journey.
And I am feeling like secondhand anxiety from Erica about her own wedding.
You have anxiety over what you're going to wear to somebody else's day?
Yes.
I'm kind of like this. When I was going to weddings pre even like meeting Dane, I would be like, you got to look right.
Can I have a quick side note? White shirt underneath?
I think.
Okay.
Yeah
we're set.
That's crazy.
I know. I hate wearing a tie. I don't think I can get around it this time.
I'm not going to wear
it. In like a fall
she
wedding.
She might need us to for the wedding part.
The whole thing is the wedding part.
No, but I mean, come on. Do we really have to wear a tie?
I haven't discussed with Dane whether or not men should wear ties. I don't know anything about men's fashion.
See, in like a fall wedding, I'll do a turtleneck. That's how I get around it, and it looks kind of nice. But in the summer,
it looks kind of like it gives like Playboy 1990s.
Oh, good.
I was thinking it gave like slam poetry reading.
Oh, that too. Do you have a beret?
Maybe for a fall wedding, but
that's my issue. I bought this dress in the fall, thinking it'll be great for summer. I forgot how hot it gets in the summer, and now
so it's
I don't want
a long dress.
Mid, but it's like a dark maroon. That's not summer.
I thought of Aaron
the dress is
last
mid.
Week.
I thought the dress is mid.
I thought of the dress and I thought of Aaron and I thought, wow, she bought that a long time ago with intentions.
Yep. Those intentions are long gone.
In the summer. How did you get that wrong?
I don't know. I just forgot what summer's like.
What?
I don't know.
You're 30 years old, Erin. Get your head out of your...
She's 31.
No, it's just I was so in the moment when I bought the dress. It's still like strapless. It's just the wrong color because the colors are more of like a light, bright pastel, not this dark maroon. And now I want to wear yellow or floral, and I've never worn either of those. I'm just lost.
Well, does it make you feel better if I say that color is great?
No, not that day. Not in the daylight.
No, but not in the daylight.
You can't wear a maroon dress.
Return it, though. Don't talk to her like that.
You can't return it?
Maybe I'll... No, well, no, it's too late because I bought it so long ago.
Here's the deal. I'm going to make a commitment to you.
Oh.
I'm going to find somebody and I will marry them in the fall.
Thank you so much.
Yes, I get to wear my beret.
Oh, my God.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union Studios. Don't settle for a checking account that doesn't earn interest. Open a Boost Interest Checking Account at Belco Credit Union. Membership eligibility required.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
It is time for us to tackle someone else's problem. We call it Other People's Problems, OPP. What's happening?
We have Zoe today, and she is concerned about the friend who watches her son.
Okay. Zoe?
Yay.
Yay. What's going on? How can we help?
Yeah, so, I've got a friend in the neighborhood, and she occasionally helps me out by watching my son, like if I have any appointments or if I have errands that I want to run.
It's awesome.
Well, she also has a young son, so our boys, you know, they get along great when she helps me out, and I recently told her that I really admired how even-keeled and calm she was. You know, she always is really peaceful and grounded. And then the thing is, she confided in me that she smokes pot to deal with the stress of motherhood. And I was beyond shocked.
Okay. Do you mean she smokes a lot of pot or like...
Constant flow or...
I don't know how much pot she smokes, but I don't think I can leave my kid with a drug addict.
Okay. I don't smoke pot, so we are... Clearly, don't smoke pot.
Do I? But...
I don't know that I would call someone who does a drug addict, per se.
Well, the pot is a drug.
It certainly
she's
is.
She's addicted to it because she's doing it. So she's.
Do you drink wine, Zoe? I don't want to be in a fight with you. Right, I'm not trying to pick a fight.
You're just trying to level a bit.
Yes. Do you drink a little?
Be a little more even keel. You know?
Maybe a little more relaxed.
Okay. She's got a problem.
Occasionally, twice a month.
But have you ever drank wine whilst in charge of your own child?
I mean, my child lives with me, so, you know, occasionally I'll have a glass of wine.
Right.
But I'm not, which is fine. I'm not watching someone else's kid.
While in the middle
of the day.
Okay. Mm. So we're going to get you some help. We're all kind of coming at you, and I apologize. It's just kind of...
I don't apologize.
Well, I'm just saying,
I'm also not sure where I stand on this.
Not everybody's Colorado's very freewheeling with this whole thing. But there are people who are just like that. There are still people who firmly believe that that is a gateway to a lot of other things. So what are you thinking about doing then? Like, you've already said you don't know if you can leave your son with a drug addict.
Yeah, well, on top of that, I feel betrayed because it's like she's been hiding this from me. You know, she never came out clean and said, this is the first time she's telling me. But the thing is, I don't really have any other options to help watch my son, especially when something comes up spur of the moment.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Should I tell her husband what she's doing? What should I do?
Oh, he probably knows.
Oh my God. Let me just get the phone number in real quick. 303-222-5423. If you have advice for Zoe on who all she should tell about this person, or I'm being a little bit, I'm so sorry. Or if she should keep her kid away from that. I think there are probably people listening who share Zoe's attitude.
Probably.
Yeah. And I might get in trouble for saying this, especially with drugs and addiction and all that stuff. But if you couldn't tell, or like you had no inkling that anything, not okay, I get it, like people hide things if they're an addict and all that, but like if you couldn't, you had no idea, you're just like, right. You're great.
If she didn't reek or be like, yeah. You good, man?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, oh, gosh.
Then
you good?
Then maybe she's just a mom taking the edge off. No?
I mean, then what? She's going to get my son into drugs?
Oh, for the love.
Wait, okay.
For the love, Zoe.
I understand, Zoe, where you're coming from, because I'm not a mom yet, but I don't partake in any sort of the pot myself. And so
clearly
therefore,
by that statement.
Yeah. Therefore, I would probably feel a little bit uncomfortable if I was like leaving my child in the hands of someone who is doing something that I just have no knowledge of. I don't understand how it impacts you because I don't do it, right? But
could somebody be stoned around your kid?
With me present?
Sure.
Absolutely. Are you kidding? But, there's no avoiding
right,
that here, I
right.
think.
But then...
So I'm just saying I understand like maybe the concern, but I'm more alarmed by your decision that she's a drug addict.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. just the full on
and maybe that's
line in the sand.
Yeah, maybe that's why she wasn't so like forthcoming with mm-hmm. maybe she felt that might be coming.
Zoe, this is fairly obvious, but you have never done like you don't do the pot. You've never done it? Like you don't
never.
Okay.
Never.
And you find it not all kidding aside, you find it just
unacceptable
and sort of a gateway. Like you equate it with other like hard drugs, like heroin, cocaine. Yes. Okay.
I mean, they're not as bad, but it's still a drug.
And do you think alcohol is a drug?
No, alcohol is alcohol.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not trying to convince you to get off your your position. I'm just like, I just think, like, if your parents were watching your kid and they had a cocktail, like.
I know, but see, that's where we get into murky waters, I think.
Are you kidding me? If I'm asking you to watch my kid and my father, who, like, sort of just had at 5 o'clock, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, he'd have a cocktail, and I'm gonna be like, no cocktail tonight, you're watching Noah? That's absurd.
But
like, I, you're doing me a favor. You don't have to change your life.
Whenever I think about someone else watching my child, or if I were to watch someone's kid, it's about the need. Like, you have to be able to drive in case of emergency. You have to be
That's
able
to. That's what ambulances
them.
Are for.
Oh, my God. But what if you can just take them?
Yeah, but if there's something
yeah,
so
yeah,
big.
Yeah. Yeah, but then. I mean, she's not driving my son around. Thank God she never has, especially. But that's a valid point. What if an emergency comes up?
Yeah, but there could always be an emergency, even at, like, you win the, your daughter wins the softball game and the team goes out to party with the parents and the parents are having, and then something could happen. Like, the parents could just never drink then. Is that's how, you know what I mean? Like, you're
correct.
Always.
Yeah.
Second. I don't know.
When it's your kid, that's a decision you make. I think that's what I'm getting at. It's like,
But if you don't want anybody to be in charge of your kid under any influence of anything, then you don't drink ever and you watch your kid constantly. Because if I'm in charge of your kid, then you're putting me in charge. Like, you know, at any given time, there's probably some residual alcohol in me.
And that's why I've signed a deal that there will be no babysitting.
They drink all the time, never watch the
right,
cleaning approach,
right.
Yet it inverted.
Zoe.
I don't know. Maybe I can just ask her, like, can she not when she's around my
While kids? You're doing me a favor, can you change your entire life?
Because you're not paying her, right? I mean, it's just like a neighborly thing.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Hang on, Zoe. Nobody thinks, like, I think you're kind of normal in your attitudes for somebody who's just never smoked. So hang on. We're going to get you some advice. Drug addict, you guys.
Drug addict is a lot.
I'm going to rat on you to your husband. Are you kidding me?
Also, like, for sure, the husband knows, right?
Maybe not. I've definitely known couples where the guy goes out in the garage and you're like, I mean, at least his wife pretends to not know. But like, guys, if you smoke pot.
But I have like close friends who have kids and it's a known thing that the husband, you know, not every night, but almost goes out to the backyard.
Gets a little
edge off. And I wonder what the kids think now that they're a little older. But yeah, like your partner knows.
They should. But maybe if she's waking bacon every single day.
But we don't even know if that's true.
Well, she said, this is how I keep an even keel. The friend's like, but I'm sorry. People may hate what I'm about to say. If someone is even handed with a child and doesn't overreact and it's because of pot, isn't pot the hero of this tale and not the villain? Right?
What are we talking about?
If you're gonna do the you good thing, you're out.
Okay, sorry.
All right. So Zoe is clearly very anti-drug, and her friend who watches her kid has confided in her that she smokes pot to keep the pressures of parenthood away. Should she rat out this drug addict? Yes or no? 303-222-5423.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423.
Alice 105.9. So we're trying to help out Zoe, who, I just want to say, in the end, she's trying to be a good mom.
For sure.
She's using a lot of language that, like, she found out her neighbor, who's a very even-keeled, even-handed mother, mm-hmm. uses marijuana to maintain that even strain, right? Mm-hmm. And now she's like, I don't want to leave my kid with a drug addict.
Right, the jump right. to drug
and
addict.
And it's like, to me, this is somebody cooking something on a spoon,
right?
Like, in a dark alley, she's hitting a vape pin in her garage, man.
Yeah, texts are not being kind to Zoe her. At the moment.
There was somebody named Sway who was very passionate, and she mm-hmm. had to hang up. Like she was.
She said she shouldn't judge people. Was her take? Is that because especially I think what we're saying, like jumping right to drug addict.
Yeah,
like, relax.
But it is Zoe's kid who the neighbor watches from time to time
mm-hmm. for free.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like, absolutely. Watch my kid and for free, and here are the things that you're. She, my child, can only watch religious program. Like what?
But
no.
Isn't
like, what?
It? Can't you judge the person who's watching your child?
Sure.
And then they stop watching.
Yeah, if you don't like what they're doing,
right.
then you don't accept the free daycare yes. anymore.
Yes. I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that.
It's wild to me to think. Okay. Let's get started here. Patrick?
Yai.
Yai. What do you think?
So on a personal level, I wouldn't want anything in the way of absolute total responsiveness to care for my child, even if it's a favor, because that's not a favor. If anything were to happen, and we're talking 2 to 3 seconds is all it would have taken, you blew it. So it's not a favor. You're not doing me any favors.
Are you saying you've never, your parents never drank around you, you never drank around your parents, and uncle didn't watch you?
Not even for a second. Even medically prescribed, you know, like my mom takes Ambien. She cannot take Ambien if she's watching the kids because she's impaired. That's not a favor if you can't take care of my kids.
Ambien's pretty intense, yeah. So that's probably fair.
But and so my main point is, let's switch gears to a legal status. Federally, it's a hard no everywhere, period. On a state level, you cannot, by law, on a state level, be any type of impaired with marijuana or alcohol while providing care for a child. You can't do it. It's against the law. And
I will just say, I violated that law. I'm not saying I'm proud of it, but like, there are times you have your friends over and the kids are playing and it's Sunday fun day. We're having rosé all day. Like,
yeah, a lot of things people do and they get away with it until you flip on the 9 o'clock news and just one less drink would have saved a life. It's just not worth it. How many mothers sit back and say, oh, if I just would have done that one thing? I'd
well, hopefully not very many.
It's just such a wildly... I can't argue against you because, of course, everything would be better if there were no drugs or alcohol. Like, you would...
Sure.
You always make a clear-minded...
But you would make other decisions that were mistakes.
Yeah.
You cannot be perfect no matter what you do.
You have to be so okay saying that this blunt or this shot glass is...
Or this Netflix special? Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, you could be paying attention to something else.
Right.
And it's the same as being buzzed. Mm-hmm.
Also, like, yeah, maybe shot glasses were going a little too far, right? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It depends on what's in them.
I'm just not good with saying that's more important than my kids.
Wait, man, Patrick,
it comes to that.
Patrick, you have children, yes?
Two, yes.
So you never, ever, ever, ever drink with them?
Absolutely not. Not once.
That's...
It's not at all. Wow. It's not worth it.
It's good for you.
It's not worth the possibility of... If I can't react, if I can't get there, if I can't do my job, what was it worth? What did it gain me? Absolutely nothing.
Thank you for the call, man. And I respect that. Like, good on you.
I respect it.
If you were right, like, and sure. you were buzzed and the kid, like, tripped, like, ugh, you'd never forgive yourself. So thanks for the call, man. No way.
I just can't imagine a world where you feel... like good, like not that you drink all the time, but like you can't even go out to dinner and have a glass of wine because your kids are there. And like,
I think AHAC is a model mother. Tell me she's had a glass of wine around the children.
What?
Okay. Maria.
Yai.
What do you think?
I don't think it's her place to report it to anybody. I mean, it's legal in Colorado. Yeah. So is alcohol. And if she feels that strongly about it, she needs to get other childcare, and she may lose a friend over it too.
Yeah. To jump all the way to, it's so wild. We were having a lovely conversation, and then she was like, "Drug addict." Yeah. I was like, "What?"
She said it with a conviction.
Dude, she's not kidding. She believes it with her whole. Okay, Mark. You are disguised per your request. What do you think of this?
So my brother is a very successful business person, and he has two kids, and he smokes pot when he wakes up, lunchtime and dinner, and nothing has ever gone wrong with his kids. My nephew and my niece don't care for drugs, so I think she's overreacting by calling her a drug addict.
Like,
yeah.
It's like saying you can't be on an SSRI or a beta blocker.
Yeah.
Or like, man, you're prescribed something so you don't hurt yourself.
Right. We got a text that was like, but anti-anxiety medication, what now? Like, where are we?
You're taking the edge off. Oh, right. You need the edge.
Right.
Like,
well, those are prescribed by a doctor. If you're taking them and they're not prescribed, that's a different thing, right?
Sure, absolutely.
I just use my friend's SSRIs. What? Is that not a good idea? Okay. Thank you, Mark. That's a shining example. Like, the dude's a successful businessman and smokes the wacky tobacco. Christine?
Yai.
What do you think?
I think she's overreacting. To call her a drug addict for one thing.
Yeah.
You know, and the friend, she didn't just confide in her or the person that watches her child. She just put it out there that, you know.
You asked how I'm so even keeled. I'm even keeled because I'm on drugs.
You are not even keeled. That needs to be stated.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
It's really awkward in here. are we going to talk about it? Like.
It is what to talk about.
This is a show divided.
This is ridiculous.
A house divided. What is a Lincoln? Somebody said that. A house divided cannot stand on itself or something like that. Cannot stand.
You're nailing it.
It's a proverb.
By Lincoln.
It was popularized by Lincoln. I'll give you that.
Okay.
All right.
A house divided what?
Cannot stand.
Okay.
On itself.
Do you guys want to talk about it, or do you need me to like voir dire the two of you on what, like...
Well, we've got our first problem. I don't know what voir dire means.
Have you ever been on a jury?
No.
Have you ever been selected for jury duty?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's what happens, is when the prosecutors come up and like inquire about things about you is called the voir dire.
Okay.
Does somebody want to look that up and tell me what that means? And if Lincoln popularized it? Okay. So what happened recently? This show has a decades-long reputation of keeping business and pleasure as far apart from one another.
Is not
we
true.
Sometimes are together for events like Alice in Winterland, like opening day, like an occasional dinner, or just OP wreck your liver.
We've been on a trip all together.
But that was a trip for work.
Yeah.
Okay, but you would call that all actual business?
Kind of. Yes.
We've been when on like 96 beers, margaritas, or whatever correct, the heck you're drinking are involved, it's no longer business.
That is, were our sig others there? Well, mine was.
He kissed his hand.
Sorry.
The left hand.
Yeah.
Oh. Interesting.
You see how you two are finishing each other's sentences right now? Okay. So what happened is Erica and T-Hack blended families.
Okay. Yeah.
And
it's weird we're moving in.
And I will just ask Aaron a point blank question. Were you invited?
No, but I've hung out with Hack because my nephews would play with his kids.
That's kind of what I thought too. And I didn't want to bring it up because I didn't know the details.
It's been a while, but.
So what you're saying is it's me. I'm the one who's not invited. I don't get invited to things. You guys are just like, ooh, let's form little. This feels like Survivor. Like you're forming alliances. And if you want to form alliances, mm-hmm. we can play that way. Okay. Is that how we're playing? Is that how we're playing it?
We have. We're not allowed to speak about it. It's part of the alliance. We're not.
That was the best answer you could have given. I feel like, one, you would have had a very boring time.
Why?
I'm sorry.
T-Hack's face. Oh my God. We must put a video of what just happened on his face. I'm saying.
So you and Dane and your dog.
No, not the dog.
You and Dane
with his dogs.
But you went to the Hack's house. So that's why that was so insulting, because you uprooted yourselves and went to the Hack's.
We planned a lovely time. I thought.
No, it was great. We had kind of a brunch, like a lunch brunch.
That's what
a brunch
is. The back
you're right.
part
you're right.
of brunch. That lunch part right. is the lunch
you're so
part.
Right. You're so right.
Oh. What is wrong with you?
I mean, it was lunchtime, but it was brunch food.
But brunch is sometime between 8 in the morning and like 3.
I'm over-explaining.
Because you feel guilty.
I feel nervous.
Yeah,
I've
you should.
I've never had a live debrief with a new friend on the air about our hangout.
This is it. So, because you're crossing lines.
We're not crossing.
Because that's the other thing. When we hang out, we hang out. Like everything you were describing as your evidence is the four of us. We go do things. But now you're picking off little groups. It's like, oh, me and Hack are friends.
You were the
like,
only one who came to my birthday. So that was you and I hang out.
And what was the first thing you said? You weren't even invited.
I wasn't expecting. You were invited. It was your birthday, so I wasn't expecting you to come. But you met a bunch of my friends. None of them have. That's not entirely true, but.
And also, she brought Dane with her.
Yeah.
My wife was there. My kids were there.
But this is why it feels weird. Is like you guys are blending families right under my nose and rubbing my nose in it.
Dane
like,
played a really good sous chef with Hazel.
He did. Yeah. It was wonderful.
Yeah. He wore a lot of hats, literally.
Big hat family.
Yeah.
You would have had a terrible time.
That's what I'm saying.
Do you want to say what happened? Or are you like, I tried to ask you about
it.
Tell me I'm lying about this. When I was like, hey, how was your thing? You're like, maybe we should talk about it on the air.
Well, first
here we are on the air.
You called it a date.
It was a date.
No.
Yes, it's a friendship date.
Oh, my God.
Maybe
gosh.
A double date.
Yeah.
Although then the kids are there, too.
Yeah, the kids are there and the dogs.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I met the infamous. I mean, I'd met
the
them,
fatty,
but I really...
The big old beamer?
Just both of them. Okay. Someone threw up. We don't know who.
Oh, my God.
We know who.
It could have been Dane. It could have been T-Hack.
This is like we wasted this entire airtime.
Yeah,
you're not going to say...
You keep making a big deal out of it.
Yeah, I think it was fine.
Guys,
it was lovely.
Are you guys friends now?
I think we already were.
I think so, yeah. I talked with Dane a little bit. That was nice.
A little bit?
Well,
how long was the get-together?
It was like three hours. Yeah,
it was. We almost overstayed our welcome.
We just lost track of time. Yeah. We were having a great time.
There's a lot of giggles.
Well, she wasn't, apparently.
No, come on.
You're the one who said. Okay, so.
I just think you with grown children and a nice big mansion wouldn't have like as much enjoyed our playtime with the kids and discussing homes.
No, you guys talked about me, didn't you?
Honestly,
Aaron, yeah, you don't feel that a little
remember
bit.
The alliance. Sorry, remember the alliance. Alliance.
Springfest means more sun, more fun, and more free at Lowe's. Keep your yard in line with an additional free Ego 56-volt battery when you buy a select Ego mower, trimmer, or blower. Plus, keep landscaping fresh with Stay-Green 1-cubic-foot garden soil, 5 bags for $10. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4A. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I don't know if we should do this on the air. I don't know if we get in trouble. I've never done radio like I'm about to try to do.
Okay, calmly? Oh, what are you doing? What?
Good evening. Look, we don't talk politics here, and this is going to like get near it, but not for the reasons you think.
Okay.
Recently, there was all this TSA stuff, and they were not getting paid, and I think they are now.
I believe they are, yes.
But then, like, what's his bucket? Dropped off, like, $250,000 in gift cards.
I think it was Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry. Yeah. And they're like, give him back! And they're like, psych, you can keep him.
Oh, they did let him keep him?
Yes. They eventually,
sure?
Yes.
Oh.
They eventually reversed their order.
Because wasn't there some rule about, like, a government employee accepting a gift or something?
But then a lot of them had already, like, kind of blown also, through some of the thousand. It's like, hey, man, I wouldn't have bought that 60-inch TV, like, if you...
Although these were supposed to help them with, like,
I know, but, like, you know how it is. When a windfall of cash comes in and you owe your mortgage and there's also a $600 TV at Costco, you're like, ugh.
I was it a certain limit? There was a certain amount that each person could receive and he went over that? Because I remember seeing, like, people posting about at our airport, like, the drop-off points for gift cards for TSA.
This is exactly what I want to talk about right now. Good evening. I saw a story that the generosity of Denver dropped off over $4,000 worth of gift cards to DIA.
Whoa.
I feel like we could have done better than that.
That's what I want to talk about.
Oh, okay. Oh, my God.
Good evening. I was discussing this with a friend of mine who shall remain nameless.
Okay.
Their name rhymes with Bosch. He went out to the airport to give some gift cards.
Mm-hmm.
And there were other people there going like, where do we drop them? There was real confusion as to where to drop these cards.
Okay.
He saw people dropping stacks of cards. He dropped off $1,000 worth of gift cards. Now, if he saw people dropping off cards and he dropped off $1,000, that means all told, the rest of Denver, all you stingy Ebenezer Scrooges, only dropped off $3,000.
Or
where are the rest of the gift cards? That's like, I don't want to make an accusation, but I kind of want to make an accusation. Like, the news story I saw said over $4,000 dropped off at DIA. And I was talking to him. It was like, yeah, that's not true.
Well, yeah, this says DIA collected over 3,700 gift cards, totaling nearly 4,000 gift cards. $4,000.
So everybody was dropping off a dollar?
Right. Like, that makes absolutely no sense.
3,700 gift cards, it says?
It says 3,700 gift cards, totaling nearly $4,000 to support TSA. Huh?
This is all I'm asking. And I don't know if we call Steve Stager over at 9 News. He's that investigative reporter. This seems suspect, does it not? Like, the supervisors who were collecting gift cards didn't give them to, like,
didn't pass them on.
Yes.
It also looks like you could only, so here's the problem. Did your friend Bosch was it a Visa?
$1,000 Visa? No, I don't know.
It could only be like grocery or gas. And okay, I think that's what we're seeing with the Tyler Perry the problem.
Then what would they do with those?
I don't, great question. We'll just,
I guess we can't give these to employees.
Per guidelines, those were not permitted.
That it's like, I can't imagine people, you see those big blue mailboxes just randomly and people just walk. I know Aaron's like mailed a phone back.
Yeah,
that way.
It got stolen.
Well, I couldn't put a letter in. I need to be my mailbox.
Sir.
You have it. You checked something.
Yes.
I couldn't just drop it off at a random thing. And the same with a gift card. I wouldn't just drop it off and be like, that's good.
I'm the same way. If I find a wallet, I'm like, I try to find the person who, because if I walk up to Lost and Found, I'm like, well, you're taking the money.
Sure.
I don't believe.
I wouldn't trust that it was going to go. That I would just drop it in some bucket and then walk and fly to Phoenix.
You don't put mail in the big blue.
No.
Not a random one. No way. I'm too like.
Wait, what do you mean a random? Like, they're. I am short circuiting.
Because they have some at like a King Supers parking lot. Just a random.
You wouldn't put a letter
there?
Tiak
wants to walk up to a person in a blue uniform and go, this needs to get to my mom. This right here, sir, look me in the eye. You understand? This needs to get to my mom. And they're like, gotcha. I'll do it.
And I've done, like, with the wedding invites, we walked them into the post office and handed them over.
Correct. Because there's a thing.
But like normal letters, I drop in the blue boxes all the time. No. I'm someone
then
who...
Why didn't you do that with your wedding invitations? Because it felt different.
Got there.
It felt different.
It was very important. I put a lot of time into those.
That's what I'm saying. And I
just wouldn't feel comfortable getting on a flight being like, well, I just dropped it in a bucket and I'm sure it'll get to where it needs to go. There's no way.
No way.
But was it like a closed bucket?
Oh, true. Yeah. I don't know what it looks like either.
I don't know where he put his gift cards. I'll text him and find out if they were Visa or not. But let's say they were. Then where are they now? They threw them away?
I
don't think so. Somebody's got tens of thousands.
Thousands.
If one guy that I happen to know, he's not the most generous dude in Denver. Like, there, people were doing, he saw other people with stacks of gift cards. Where are they?
I'm really concerned by the number of gift cards
versus the total.
Something ain't adding up there.
If you know Steve Stager or you have any information about this, 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
I swear when I say this sentence, please nobody think I'm doing it for personal gain. I want to talk about naked moms.
All right, fine. Let's do it.
There's a naked mom theory that's saying, like, moms should be naked around their kids more to, like, de-stigmatize the body, the human naked form.
Yes, I've heard this. It, like, makes it so things are a little more, like, there's more body positivity, you know what people look like without clothes on more. But why is it only moms?
That's a huge question for me.
Yeah, I'm confused by that. Mm-hmm. Like, should it just be a naked household? And by the way,
I don't know why it shouldn't make any difference, but because your plumbing is internalized and ours is not.
Okay.
Perhaps that's why the naked dad is not good.
Well, I'm also wondering because, like, dads will mow the yard without a shirt on. It, like, does that even contribute where, like, moms, I never see them
mow the yard without a shirt on?
Or even just, like, in a sports bra.
I'm thinking you about don't? It, though.
No.
Oh, God, the sports bra was, like...
It's become more common now, but, like, when I was growing up, no.
Think about how different, like, 30 years ago...
When was the last time you saw your mom naked?
I couldn't even tell you.
See how weird it is for you?
My mom or Erica's mom? she listens. I'm sorry.
It's just right there. Yeah,
she's going to get you for that.
Yeah, man. That's
like,
awkward.
Are we talking like full naked, just like walking around?
Like, so you're saying, I'm gleaning from your question, maybe she'd be like, oh, I got to switch shirts real quick before you go out or whatever. Sure. She would change shirts in front of you.
Sure. Or like,
would she change her bra
out of the towel or out of the shower in a towel and I'm in there talking to her about something? Like,
but she doesn't ever like drop the towel and then.
That's just not how I grew up. And now I'm like, am I going to have to be a naked mom?
Yes. I don't think it's a bad thing.
No, I don't think it's a bad thing. But because I didn't grow up like that, I'm not very comfortable with that.
But don't you think then two things will happen? You'll give your kids more body positivity and you'll give yourself more. Because all of a sudden you'll get over that weird stigma that you have. Because you have a stigma on it right now because your parents, they didn't do anything wrong for the time.
Certainly not, yeah.
But now, and I don't know that this is right, but we were, like just before we came on the air, Tia and I were talking about showering with our kids.
Yeah.
Which is a very...
Our own kids.
I mean, yes. We do a swap every once in a while.
Okay, gross.
Noah's a little tired of it, bud. No, but like, and when you should stop. Like, when you should stop showering with... Like, when men should stop showering with their daughter and when women should stop showering with their son.
I think it's with either. Like, even men showering with their sons. Like, isn't that a little weird at some point?
I don't know. So, and this is, we differ vastly. I've showered with my dad, like I was in my 20s, in my 30s, like, cause we'd go to the gym, we'd go to the Y. What?
Okay.
And you'd go shower with everyone.
I was like, okay, here's the little door, get in. It must be a huge.
So it's a real small hot water heater, son, get in here.
So like, I have showered with countless nude men that I don't know them at all in my life. And so that's not.
You and like are on teams and such, you were...
Yeah.
This is a huge trigger point for me. Because like it was why I dreaded going to middle school. Because I knew I was going to have to shower with men. And I found a way around it. Like I would just not... Like I just would try not to sweat or I'd just do the French bath in the like sinks. Because I'm just like... Really?
I don't know that that's a way around
because they,
it.
Because
it's not great.
They have a little more privacy in... gyms or in
know.
Gym locker rooms,
like
but it was
school,
like one turret in the middle and you're all standing there.
Yeah, that's like for the boys or the men's locker room are usually like that. Women's
you're face to face
stalls.
With like, hey, what's up?
What?
Yes, it's like one thing in the middle and you're all just like, hey, like we, the three of us, me, you and Aaron would be showering right now. It's like,
and just
hey.
Like taking turns.
No, there's shower
multiple.
On,
there's
yeah, like
oh.
three heads,
okay.
three spouts. shower head.
Yeah.
Holy shower head.
Yeah, right.
Because like, you can control each of them with a
the
tamp.
And it's always like weirdly...
Needly
showers.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know why they need it like
needle
that.
Needle shower. I love
what?
It.
Was that to keep us
with
in
the
check?
Pink like hand soap? You just get a glob of the pink soap?
Yeah, it's so
I've
weird, though.
I never felt cleaner.
And I then, can't what believe do you do? Just... that T-Hack's showered with so many men.
Yeah.
Checks
okay.
out.
but then at home for you guys, it's just like so personal, but it's like, is A-Hack a naked mom?
She is somewhere in between. And I've actually thought a lot about this. My wife naked. No, but like you said, the times are changing because when I was in high school, and definitely I think when you were in high school, like if you found out that a friend's mom was like, maybe she's kind of the hot mom or whatever. And yeah. she wore a thong.
Oh.
It would like, did you see she wore, like, it would be news.
For real?
Yeah, that'd be like a big deal. You'd be like, what? A mom wearing
the
a thong?
The mom?
Yeah, you like Moms couldn't
just
imagine
didn't
it.
Do it then.
And now, if my son was like, oh, I saw your mom, they'd just be like, yeah. It wouldn't register.
That's just a mom
underwear. Like, I think it's good. I don't think it, but yeah. it just has changed over the years.
But do you shower with your daughter still?
I do. With my daughter, yeah.
But you don't with your son?
No, because he showers kind of alone now.
Yeah.
We've reached the next phase.
Well, sorry, it's just fascinating to me that you're more likely to shower with your dad than your son.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I've made a really big mistake.
Oh, no.
And every last one of you is going to make fun of me for it.
Oh, I can't wait.
Swanson has to get to the vet.
Okay. And is everything okay?
Yeah, he's fine. He's okay. fine. But okay. they're doing, you know, they got a little later hours, so Dane's taking him while I'm here. And I took the car seat.
The car seat?
And I'm realizing what it's like to be a parent.
You have a car seat for your dog? Hold up.
Yeah.
You have a car seat
yes.
for your dog?
Yep. It's like kind of like a soft box, if you will, with a little butt seat.
Does it have like the leash that you buckle in?
No, it like has a thing that goes over the back of the headrest and then you actually put the seatbelt through the bottom of it and buckle it in and then you hook the dog into it.
Interesting.
And I have the car seat. Yeah, you see, I told you, all of you were going to make fun of me for this.
You already treat this damn dog. I've already told you how screwed you are when you have actual offspring.
Yeah, you claim that, but I just don't know that I see that.
You're
for us.
Going to kick that dog to the curb, and it's going to be the
no
saddest
way.
Day.
There's no way.
Into the trunk, Swanson.
I know the TX is not a good example.
That's a
but
good point, though,
because he doesn't genuinely love dogs to the level that, like, I would say humans do.
Right. A normal human.
Somebody who has a soul, I think.
Right.
Is that
somebody
the thing?
Who has a dog.
Yeah, a dog, right. a heart, and
right.
a soul.
Right.
If you have those three things, you would have more empathy and compassion towards your animal than he does. Mm-hmm. But still, he took his limited amount of love and care for his dogs and just eradicated it the day Leo was born. It was like, these dogs are DTM, dead to me.
And because they did not take very well to the children.
Okay. That doesn't help. That doesn't help their kids.
And that's especially, like, I hope it doesn't happen, but if you have a baby and right. Swanson gets a little nippy or just whatever.
It's the worst.
It's the worst because it's like, yeah. It's
I love just, you more than anything. You were my first, but you're going to sleep outside.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do have a close person in my life who that happened to, and they had to rehome the dog. Which I could never imagine.
And ours was never that bad.
Right.
Be, like, I'm still...
But let me ask T-Hack this. Because I don't think A-Hack would allow this to happen. You've never driven away with the car seat.
For
You've
the
never
dogs?
No, for the
Just
humans.
For the kids.
For the humans. You've never... There's never been a situation where you had a critical piece of machinery required to parent. And you're like, oh! I just parked my car at DIA. I guess you're going to have to, like...
No, I don't think so.
Because she wouldn't allow... Like, there's nothing kid-related even in your car. Your car is not the parenting car.
No, but my son has a booster seat. He just has the... Yeah, because him and I ride around, but Hayes just has the one.
Okay, then you have to move back and forth if you were to get in
Because I don't take
car.
Her very often. I will when she
But if you were
older,
to take her, you'd probably just go in your wife's car.
Yeah, then that's what I do. I take her car if I need to go. Because we usually go while she's napping. I'm not like trying, I have to clarify, I'm not leaving her behind.
Sure.
We bring the dogs, but.
So what is the solution? Do you want to leave the show right now? Do you think you need to leave the show?
Figure it out. My question is, text in. We've got a little time till he's got to leave. What's our number? 303-222-5423.
You are crushing it.
What do people do with their dogs in the car?
You put them in the back seat.
And let him roam free.
Think about it.
I don't like the roam free with a little dog like him because he's a projectile.
Yeah, little one is different.
Like if Dane had to like lock him up, Swanson would get hurt.
Yeah, and also he would just he would find his way to the front and probably get under the pedal if he could.
He's not going to get under the pedal. Dane is not stupid. This is where you're doing the thing that you do, where you imagine that he's just like sitting there going, looks like that skinny pedal is the one that makes us go. I'm going to get down there and try to go faster.
What do you do with a... We have not driven unless Dane or I is holding him or he's in the car seat.
You're not going to like my answer. I don't have... My ex-wife has a car seat. Even my son has a car seat for the dogs.
So what? Why are you making fun of me?
Because I don't. Because I don't treat my dogs like humans. My dogs do free range or...
No.
On your lap. Oh no, Aaron's going to have to disown you.
There are times with both Moxie and Evie are on my lap while I'm driving.
Both?
Yes.
They're not
but like
that
Moxie,
small.
Moxie is up on the window breathing and then... Evie's just cowered in my lap.
I have never been so disappointed in you before.
Why?
I said I put him in the trunk, and she's like, mad
what's,
at
what's,
you.
What?
That's
what?
So bad.
Bad for whom?
Everyone. You're distracted. They're going to get
crushed.
I'm not
distracted.
Yes, you are. You have two dogs in your lap while you're driving, and like... you have a Tesla, so you're on your phone.
She's got a point.
No. I don't.
Airbag goes off,
they're smushed. You're no longer protected.
No, I'd be protected.
Wouldn't because now you have two.
No, the airbag would protect me and smush their lifeless bodies into me.
So you are no longer protected.
No, I'd be fine. I would just have two dead dogs like tattooed on me. It would be horrifying. Don't you think Dane can just hold the damn dog on the way to the vet? How far away is the vet?
Pretty close.
What are we doing
we
here?
Need the car
what
seat.
Are we doing here?
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I have a story that will make you never do yard work ever again.
Woohoo!
You were quick with that.
Yeah, I don't think he needs a story for that.
I have a story. Boy, is this relationship hot.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Florida.
Let's go! Come on!
A woman in that state had kind of just recently moved back in with her husband. She was rekindling things with him. And she moved back in time for her son's 18th birthday so they could all celebrate together.
Yay!
Well, that didn't last long because apparently they started arguing and it lasted days. Days of an argument.
Ooh.
So she one morning walked out of the house with several bags and two dogs on leash, saw her husband in his car in the driveway and said, "Now we don't have bleep." Yeah, you might be wondering, what do you mean now?
What does that mean?
Well, she set the house on fire. Smoke was billowing out of the windows. She was arrested. She also had meth and marijuana in her purse.
Nice.
And she was charged with arson of a dwelling, two counts of possession of controlled substance. And I don't know, something else that I don't know.
And breaking a heart.
Yeah. Also, maybe she misunderstood rekindling with kindling.
That was a T-hack thing. It was a T-hack pun.
He's so mad. Don't say that to him.
You know, he didn't invent puns. The puns. Oh my God. Only T-hack can do puns.
I'm a pun evader.
My story's out of Indiana.
Oh. Hoosers.
I have a fellow who decided to go out and do a little bit of yard work. Got his mower kicked up there.
All right, yeah.
Started mowing the grass, and he mowed over something weird. Turns out, it was a grenade.
Sorry. Yeah. Did he go over it?
He just saw it in his yard. I think he probably mowed over it. I've done it where I've mowed over something, and it didn't hit, but like you look down, and you're like, ooh, was that dog poop? And it's like, no, it's a frog. But like, and sometimes there's a lot of frogs, and then you get a little bit of the...
Because
yeah. They jump, they're like, ooh, something's over the top of me. And you're like, don't jump.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
At least a grenade can't jump.
It did not jump. They called the bomb squad to the scene, and they're like, yep, that's a grenade. So they set it off.
No.
Everyone in the neighborhood is dead. They closed the area to all traffic for an unknown amount of time, and they've removed the bomb.
Okay.
great yard, Bob. It, your yard's the bomb.
You delivered yours better than him.
He stared at
that
me.
That sounds
so...
like such a slacker thing to say, T.
Yeah, because it wasn't as good.
Guys, it's getting heated in here.
Let's go back to the lady with the meth and the fire.
Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Springfest means more sun, more fun, and more free at Lowe's. Keep your yard in line with an additional free EGO 56-volt battery when you buy a select EGO mower, trimmer, or blower. Plus, keep landscaping fresh with Stay-Green 1-cubic foot garden soil, 5 bags for $10. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4A. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.